The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now. Online and in store at Birkenhead Home Store, Barangaroo and Kensington. Open 7 days.
A humiliating defeat for Theresa May and a vote of no confidence to be debated tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist joins us. I guess it happened as we tipped, but it doesn't make it any more horrendous for any less horrendous for her now that it's happened.
No, I suppose it's one of those things, isn't it? Sometimes when you know you're going to get thumped, a narrow 2-1 defeat is considerably better than a 13-0 defeat. And it's a bit like a 13-0, this is the most dramatic government defeat since 1924 and the communist skullduggery that was around. The fact that she's lost by 230 votes. To be honest, Steve, it's chaos. We just don't know what comes now. 5 days of fever debate, 2.5 years of claim and counterclaim, and as you say, Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, has tabled this motion of no confidence. But where do we go next? Is it possible that under the terms of the parliamentary amendment, Theresa May could really come up with a plan B by Monday? Could EU leaders actually renegotiate? They've said all along that they wouldn't. But it's going to take something to break the impasse, or we are stuck.
So she could actually recast the deal, but I mean, that would seem to be, an exercise in futility. If she couldn't get this through, and 432 to 202 is a massive rejection of her Brexit plan. Are we likely now, the Corbyn vote of no confidence probably won't get up. Tory MPs are not going to vote against their own party on that, you wouldn't think. So are we going to end up on March 29 with a hard Brexit exit with no deal?
The only thing is that, remember that the Conservative Party is a minority government. They need the Democratic Unionist Party. If they decided to vote against the Conservatives and all the other opposition parties, Labour and the Liberal Democrats, all gang up, then that's a lost vote of no confidence. So where do we go? Is it possible that we have no Brexit, a new Brexit? Do you know, I was just looking at referendum, and an awful lot has been made about how, you can't renege on a referendum. It's the will of the people. It's the democratic decision. The French and Dutch did. They voted against a European constitution, so they moved the goalposts and had the Lisbon Treaty.
So you just changed the question.
Exactly. You slightly changed the question, maybe put in a few riders. Ireland did the same with the Lisbon Treaty. Essentially, they vetoed the Lisbon Treaty. But then the following year, they were asked to go back and vote again, and they passed it. Greece voted against austerity measures, and yet the government still put in austerity measures. Scotland voted against independence, four and a half years ago, and yet the Scottish Nationalists constantly mention a second referendum. It's not beyond the realms that we could move into that territory as well.
Seems like that's the way we're headed. Good on you, Adam. Thank you. We'll update everyone on this as we go through the morning. Talk to you tomorrow. Adam Gilchrist.